Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the South Bay Show, Redondo Beach, More to See. On February 3rd, 2016, live, love, laugh, and leave a legacy. That's what we do here in the South Bay of Los Angeles, and it's a beautiful place to do just that. I'm your host, Joe Terry.
The South Bay Show, Redondo Beach, More to See, is brought to you by the Redondo Beach Chamber of Commerce and Visitors Bureau. For over 108 years, the Redondo Beach Chamber has played a vital role in helping companies grow their business by taking the lead in programs and efforts that help create a strong local economy and make the community a great place to do business. The Chamber is committed to promoting the community through its aggressive tourism program and by participating in efforts that improve the quality of life in Redondo Beach. In addition, the Chamber represents the interests of business by working year-round to ensure local elected officials and other decision-makers are educated on the impact their actions have on the local economy. Networking programs provide opportunities for members to sell their products and services to peers and make lifelong connections. The Redondo Chamber is also the proud sponsor of signature events in Redondo Beach, such as the Redondo Beach Lobster Festival and Super Bowl Sunday 10K. For additional information on how the Redondo Beach Chamber of Commerce is working with member businesses and the City of Redondo Beach, visit the website at visitredondo.com.
And you can find out more about us on Facebook at facebook.com/The South Bay Show. Of course, our show is about persistence, passion, principle, and purpose. That's what we talk about here on the South Bay Show. And I'm not alone because of our great partnership with SouthBayByJackie.com and producer of the South Bay Show, Jackie Balestra. Hey, Jackie, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. I'm still here. I wasn't blown away.
Oh boy.
But that was some wind, huh?
I saw downed trees on several streets, and of course, people in various communities were without power. It was a lot of people.
First of all, I've been here over 30 years, and I've never, ever, ever seen wind like that.
Yeah.
And I talk to people that have lived here their whole lives, and they've never experienced one like that. And as you said, right on my corner, giant tree came out of the ground, root first.
Right.
Unbelievable. And did you see the video from Hennessy's at Hermosa Pier?
No.
Wow. Oh, their rooftop deck roof. Well, I only saw a short video where half of it was off already. It was lifting. And then the video stopped. So I don't know if it completely torn off or if they were able to save it.
Right. I mean, the winds were absolutely, 50 plus, and 75 is hurricane strength.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
That's the only time I've ever experienced. I lived through a few hurricanes back east, and
yeah.
That's what it was similar to. It was so scary, and you know that John was out of town, right?
Right.
He was out of town, so I'm home by myself, and I'm afraid the roof is going to be pulled off.
Oh.
And things kept hitting the window.
Yeah.
And it wasn't sand. It was rocks.
Yeah.
You know, things just kept banging into the windows. And I think it was about 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, my lights flickered.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought, oh, shoot. So I closed up everything. I closed the blinds and the curtains. I turned everything off, and I jumped under the covers. I was afraid I was going to be like Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
My house was going to be lifted and land on top of a witch someplace.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I think I saw the witch out there and the flying monkeys.
Well, it was quite an exceptional weather event. More to come, I think, and we certainly need the rain and want the rain, but that wind was incredible.
Well, you know, at my house, we didn't get that much rain.
No, it's not coming yet. It's you don't watch those weathermen, but I've been watching, and he's been talking about it.
El
Nino is there, but we're still in this strange high pressure pattern. It's going to get warm, apparently.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. I don't know what to do. I don't know. Do I take it my rain slicker?
No.
I don't know what to do.
No.
Yeah.
No. And my daughter, you know, my daughter, my wife works with young preschool children, and everyone's sick. because of the up and down in the temperature. Everyone's sick.
Well, we've got a good topic this morning for that.
Yeah, because everyone's sick. I mean, healthcare is very vital and important in our community, and it's amazing. I mean, obviously, we're blessed beyond measure with the Beach Cities Health District. It's something that everyone, every single family, should find out how they can get involved with the Beach Cities Health District, whether they have young toddlers or they're seniors. There's a program and something for you at the Beach Cities Health District. What an organization. But also we have lots of other great healthcare organizations in the South Bay, and we're going to be talking to one of them. You see the commercials on TV all the time. What a great organization. I'm so thrilled. Jackie, who's our guest today?
Our guest this morning is Sandy Miller from Kaiser Permanente South Bay. Sandy serves as an assistant medical group administrator at Kaiser. She oversees adult primary care, pediatrics, OBGYN, maternal child health, operations at all outpatient medical office buildings, member health education, and much more. Wow, that's a lot right there. A physical therapist by training, Sandy has worked in healthcare for nearly 20 years, the last 9 of which have been at Kaiser Permanente. Now, as a native of the South Bay, Sandy was raised in Torrance. She earned her bachelor's degree in exercise physiology, a master's degree in physical therapy at USC, and her MBA at UC Irvine's Paul Mirage School of Business. Sandy serves on the Redondo Beach Chamber of Commerce Board of Directors and enjoys giving back to the community. Now, this morning, we'll be discussing the partnership between Kaiser and the Chamber and the recently opened new Kaiser Permanente Medical Office in Manhattan Beach, which is a first in the Beach Cities. We'll also discuss the broader work Kaiser is doing to build a healthier community, as well as efforts to improve the patient experience with new technology. So welcome to the program, Sandy. We're so glad you could join us this morning.
Good morning, Jackie and Joe. I'm thrilled to be with you and your those folks that are tuning in today. So happy to be with you today.
Well, thank you. It's such an important topic for every single family. This is not it should not be a political issue. It should be something that we just come together as a community, as a nation, and focus on, because we all want to thrive, don't we?
Absolutely. It's so important that we take good care of ourselves, ensure the health and care of our family members and friends, and working closely with those in the community, the medical community, to do so. It's very important. Absolutely agree.
Now, Kaiser Permanente is very, very special. I mean, I was just speaking about the Beach Cities Health District, which is funded in part by our property taxes or sales taxes. I've never quite figured that out, but it is funded by monies that we pay into the system that are returned to us from the state, and it is a unique and wonderful organization that everyone should take advantage of. But Kaiser Permanente is also very unique. Can you tell us a little bit of the history of Kaiser Permanente?
Absolutely. Kaiser, it's been an organization for many years now. We've got three main parts to our organization. We have three basic arms, if you will. We have our health plan, which is our insurance arm that folks can purchase insurance and allow us the opportunity to provide services to them and their families. We have another arm, another group that is involved in the actual hospitals themselves. You see hospitals as you drive around the Southern California region, various hospitals that we have throughout the region, and of course many medical buildings that you'll see embedded in the communities throughout Southern California, several of which are within our own South Bay community here. And the third piece, we have our doctors. We have a myriad of doctors, wonderful doctors, other folks such as physician assistants, nurse practitioners, working very cohesively together. But our main line share of our folks involve our doctors. The Permanente Medical Group involves that third arm of our organization. And all three work very cohesively together to offer services to our patients that we have the opportunity to serve.
Now, we're talking about 6,000 doctors in 209 medical offices here in Southern California. That's incredible.
Yes, it's a large group. We are a very tight group of organization, tight community. We work, even though we have different medical centers throughout the region, we are very interconnected. We have a record medical record system that allows us to communicate with one another throughout the region. And we are nationwide. We're not just in Southern California. We're all throughout the nation, from Hawaii to Georgia we are in Colorado, so we are everywhere throughout the nation and expanding and growing, and we have a wonderful interconnected system that allows us to communicate and work together, and we all have the same goal and vision and mission in mind as we help serve our members throughout the nation, our patients throughout the nation.
Now, it used to be years ago that a doctor would hang out a shingle. Maybe they would join with another doctor or two. Maybe they would join with another doctor or three or four or five, maybe 10. Small medical offices with a manager and staff, that was the norm years, decades ago. But today, healthcare itself is so complex. Interdisciplinary skills for doctors is the norm. One specialist consulting with another. Kaiser has this concept of, well, is Kaiser Permanente synonymous with an HMO, a health maintenance organization?
Sure. You'll hear that term a lot, used a lot. And just to kind of give a little bit of clarity for our folks listening today, it's a very, as I described, those three parts of the organization that make up Kaiser Permanente. There's facets of the organization that are unique to Kaiser that may be different than in other areas. Medical organizations. For example, we are, as I mentioned, we're very integrated. Our medical record system is able to be accessed throughout with many doctors throughout the region, and that allows them the ability to really take the most optimal care of our patients. For example, if I'm visiting family and friends in Riverside, let's say I have family in San Bernardino County, and I get ill and have an issue or a concern, I can go and see a doctor in that area, and say the next day or that weekend I drive home and I live, let's say, in Ventura or Woodland Hills, I can go and see my doctor in that area to follow up with my care that I had in Riverside. That Riverside doctor and that Ventura or Woodland Hills doctor can have access in real time to my information. Also, I've got that's a huge efficiency for us as patients when we have that flexibility to get care wherever we're at and our doctors know what's going on no matter where we are and where we go and be seen. This system that we have at Kaiser allows us the flexibility and the knowledge and transparency to see what's going on with our members so we can provide the most optimal care for them. That's a big deal for us as an organization to be able to offer that efficiency for our patients. We also, the beauty of Kaiser's, our patients get to pick and choose who their doctor is. If they have a primary care doctor that they love and they are getting great service from and great care from, they pick that person, they get to keep that person. That's their choice. And often, there may be a time here and there where you're with a physician and, for whatever reason, it might not be a good fit for you. We have the option as patients to choose another doctor that might be a better fit. So there's a lot of ability for people to have choice. And it is a one organization, but we have a lot of doctors, a lot of very experienced physicians, very well educated, credentialed physicians that provide a lot of options for our members and patients to choose from.
Mm-hmm. I'm a member, or I'm a software engineer. I've been working with computers my whole career. Of course, Steve Jobs is an icon. Many people have stories about Steve Jobs in the technology field. But one thing about Steve Jobs, almost everyone understands, is that he made Apple one of the most vertically integrated companies on earth. Obviously, most people don't know, Apple is the most valuable public company on earth, soon to be eclipsed by Alphabet, which is the Google holding company. But they are so preeminent because everything's integrated. The Apple literally oversees the making of the glass that goes into all their products. They see the over, you know, they overview the foundries where the metal is forged. Literally, they use so much of it. They have that kind of clout with metal forgers. It's very interesting, and of course they make the operating systems. All the software and the hardware is totally integrated and under their control. Kaiser Permanente reminds me of that kind of organization because they bring to the table all of the everything that's revolves around healthcare is integrated, so they can see everything. Medical records, physicians, prescriptions, everything's integrated. And this is the future. This is the future towards which the right. Affordable Care Act was aimed. It's almost as if Kaiser formed as a business, and then around the world, there are various models. There's the Canadian model. There's the European model where people pay 40, 50%, 60%, 70%, you know, in taxes, but they never have to worry about healthcare because everybody's got it, period. You don't even have to apply for it. You just walk in and you get served. It's a good model for America, what Kaiser is doing. I love it because the care is good, but some people, obviously, they still want the PPO, the PPO. Can you explain the differences between HMO and a PPO?
Well, sure. You know, it's a different business model, if you will, the PPO. I think what makes, as I was mentioning, what makes Kaiser different is that we think about our medical buildings, for instance. Many of the folks listening today have driven down various streets throughout the South Bay region, and you'll run into a Kaiser medical building. And the one thing that we do as an organization that maybe sets us a bit apart from a PPO model is this. If you have, you know, we went through the different, to the Kaiser organization, the health plan, the hospitals, the facilities, the doctor group that we have, the Permanente Medical Group, and their infrastructure is such that we have medical buildings, for instance, out in the community that you've driven by, and when you go to a medical building, a doctor, you'll see your primary care doctor there, for instance, and the beauty of these medical buildings and the beauty of Kaiser Permanente is that it, under one roof, you can get multiple things taken care of in that day that you visit your doctor. You can A, see your doctor. If that doctor thinks that you and requires you to follow up with some lab work or some diagnostics, getting an x-ray, let's say, or have a pharmacy need to get a prescription picked up, for example, and taking some medication, let's say you're on an antibiotic, let's just say. The beauty of the organization that we have, Kaiser Permanente, is that we have under one roof, you can take care of all these needs without having to go see your doctor in one building and then drive to a local drugstore, get your pharmacy needs, and then go to a medical imaging building another mile or two down the road. So you really, you're not having that, you know, jumping from place to place to get your needs met. Now, there are people in the community that have their needs met through those ways, and it's great. It's wonderful. And we all, like you're saying earlier on, we all need care. We all need to make sure we're taking good care of ourselves. What we've done as an organization, our model is such that we want to make sure that we create efficiency, convenience for our people to get the services. And really, when you're getting convenient services, and if it's all accessible in a very convenient fashion, the likelihood of one, you know, really making sure they're following up, being proactive, is going to be enhanced because they're not, their day is not going to be consumed by a lot of different steps. Now, we are all busy people. You, Jackie, and Joe, we are all of our folks listening today. many of us are, we've got families, we've got kids, we're juggling one or two jobs, some of us, and we, you know, factoring in a half day of our time to get health care is tough. It's a tough thing to do. And, you know, I'll admit, I'm not the best at following up on health care, but if I'm getting in an efficient way to get my health care needs met, and I can explain in a little detail how we've augmented our efficiencies for our patients, somebody like me will be more apt to follow up with their health care, and I am an example of one that's tapped into these efficiencies to get health care in more innovative ways that meets my needs as a busy individual in my workday and my work and my life in general. So that's what sets us apart, the convenience. We're embedded in the community. We're where people work. We're where people live. And we have innovative thoughts and things that we've rolled out. If you can't physically get to a building, medical building, we've got other ways to touch you through innovation, through phone calls, through video visits, telephone visits. We have a KP app that we have that people can access information readily at their fingertips on their smartphone as they're waiting to go into a meeting or waiting to drop the kids off at soccer. They've got a lot of accessibility to information right at their fingertips. So we can go into more detail as you wish on that today, but that's what makes us separate from others.
I got to tell you a story. Okay, so Sandy, I have a good friend I've known for 25 years or more, and she owned her own small business. She could never afford medical insurance. And as we've aged together, she had some issues, serious health issues, and she needed to have some work done, surgery and stuff. And she went with Kaiser. Hmm. And I see her, if not every week, every other week. Anyway, she had this big medical issue come up. But she also had some minor ones, you know, like allergies, some pharmaceutical stuff, you know, regular monthly prescriptions and stuff. And she's been keeping me abreast of this. I guess she signed up with Kaiser about 2.5 years ago, maybe. Mm. And she's been thrilled with the results. She's like, it's one-stop shopping for her. Mm. I think she also told me that she has one point of contact there that for all of her needs, she can just call and say, oh, I need to get this refilled. I need to see the physical therapist. Oh, I need to do this. And it's one-stop shopping, and it's all under one roof, and she loves it. She absolutely loves it. Great. She's like, I don't know how I didn't live without this all my life.
Yeah, well, that's great, Jackie, to hear that. We hear those stories quite a bit, and we're always trying to get better and more efficient and more customer focused. We are very customer focused and driven here, and we're always trying to get better and better at that. So it's great to hear that story. Thank you.
Well, we are thrilled to have now Kaiser Permanente South Bay. Where is it located, Sandy?
Well, we're located in Harbor City. The main hospital medical center is located in Harbor City here. However, right off of PCH in Vermont, to be specific, we're right at that juncture near the 110 freeway, very close to that freeway and PCH intersection. However, we're throughout the community. We are in Torrance. We have a medical building in Torrance and Gardena and Carson and Lameda and Long Beach, and our newest medical building that we just opened up in December of last year, now in Manhattan Beach. So we're really getting ourselves out there, embedding ourselves in the community much more so to bring our services much closer to the patients that we serve, and really we're very much present throughout the community of the Beach Cities.
Where Manhattan Beach? That's brand new, right? Where is that?
That is brand new. The address is 400 South Sepulveda Boulevard in Manhattan. So it's right, you know, very close to the border of Hermosa Beach on the south side of Sepulveda there. So we're it's a beautiful building. It's a great many facets to that clinic. We service our members in that community with primary care services, OBGYN, pediatrics. A lot of our kids in that community get to go and see their doctor now closer to home. And we offer, as we spoke about before, we offer many services along with the physician services. You've got your pharmacy in there. You've got a lab service in there. You've got diagnostics. They can get x-rays taken care of in there. So it's a unique building. It's something that that is very innovative, kind of cutting edge when it comes to medical buildings and clinics that you are not seeing in the community anywhere. It's very state-of-the-art. We've got a different way in which to care for our members. For example, people can, we're leveraging technology in a way that you might see when you check in at the airport. You can do a pre-check-in from home, for example. You're now able to do that through Manhattan Beach. Those folks of that community in the South Bay community that access care at that medical building can do a pre-check-in. They can pay their copay before they get there, let the doctor know that they're coming and checking in before they leave their house. When they get there, it's a different feel. You walk into that environment. It's very interactive in the sense that you've got, instead of a receptionist being behind a desk, when you enter that building, you'll be greeted by somebody with a tablet in their hand, like an iPad of sorts, if you will. And they can check people in if they choose to check them in right from that tablet. They can let that patient know that your doctor you've arrived at this time, your doctor is due to see you in the next 5 minutes. They can give them a good pulse on where the clinic is, how it's flowing, and at the same time alert their doctor in the back office that their patient has arrived. There's educational information that we can have the patient see while they're waiting for their doctor, and the waits are very low. You're being very efficiently taken care of. Our doctors do take the time they need with their patients, making sure all their questions are answered and needs are met, and at the same time, you will expect a very efficient throughput, a very efficient workflow coming in and out for your appointment.
This is fantastic. I mean, this is one of the things that we really want to see in our healthcare is really responsive customer service. It's in every area of our lives. We want to see really responsive customer service, and now, with Kaiser Permanente and other organizations, we're starting to see that in the healthcare field, and that's fantastic. And what a great location, very, very centrally located in the South Bay, beach cities in particular, and that's wonderful.
Right.
And we need to take a station break and run a commercial. Pay the bills.
Yes, we do. We do. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the South Bay Show, and we're talking with Sandy Miller of Kaiser Permanente. And we're talking about all the things that Kaiser represents as a total care health maintenance organization. But also, of course, we're talking about the new location in Manhattan Beach, which is a fabulous location. And if you wish to ask Sandy a question, we'd love to have you give us a call at 714-242-5288. That's 714-242-5288. We'd love to have your comment or question. And, of course, we'd also like to thank our sponsor.
The South Bay Show, Redondo. This segment of the South Bay Show is brought to you by Your Actualized Visions. A local advertising agency, Your Actualized Visions offers all your advertising needs under one roof. From logo design, business cards, banners, and signage, to online services such as website design, SEO management, promotional videos, reputation management, and loyalty promotions, you name it, and Your Actualized Visions will handle it for you on time and under budget. Built on the needs of their clients, Your Actualized Visions is competitively priced and economical, saving you money and greatly enhancing your bottom line. At Your Actualized Visions, customer service is all local with one point of contact. No more dealing with robo-answering machines, getting the runaround, or speaking to someone in another country. Your Actualized Visions understands your hyper-local advertising needs and focuses on bringing you real clients. They do not buy likes, followers, or fake results. Your campaigns are real, built with real community followers who want to purchase your services and products. The only thing standing in the way of your company's success is you not picking up the phone right now and calling your Actualized Visions at 310-413-8773. To learn more about what your Actualized Visions can do for you and your company, visit the website at youractualizedvisions.com. Your Actualized Visions, your dreams today, not someday.
Well, you're such a wonderful representative for Kaiser, Sandy. You've explained a great deal about how Kaiser operates. In the general, larger sense of healthcare, do you find that people are more satisfied with their healthcare now or less satisfied since the Affordable Care Act?
Well, speaking as working in the Kaiser Permanente organization, I think the members, the patients that we're seeing, the people that are joining our organization, are pretty much. It's been an interesting journey with them, being a part of our system here, not having had Kaiser prior. What we're finding, and I'll share you a story from one of my doctors, one of my neurologists here that I work closely with, and he had a patient that joined our company, our organization, about, I think it was about in February of last year, roughly, January, February, and this patient in particular was diagnosed with Parkinson's, and very challenging, difficult situation that many folks go through, and that individual that joined Kaiser did not have that diagnosis given to them prior to entering our system. We got them on board. They signed up. We were thrilled for the opportunity to provide service and help give them what they needed to help with their mobility, their movement, any community resources that they needed to help facilitate their ability to navigate life and caretaker needs, whatnot. We were able to provide them with that, give them a diagnosis that made sense to them and was describing exactly what they were experiencing in their life. So I think what we're finding and what we're seeing through the wonderful physicians that we have here and the integrated system that we have here, we're able to offer them services that they may not have had before. So we see this as a benefit to our patients. We're able to really reach and touch a lot more people. We've had significant growth in our organization. We're very fortunate for that. We're fortunate for the opportunity to help a lot of people get the care that they need in a way that's meaningful for them and helps them get through the challenges that they may have experienced and get them on a path to either recovery or being given tools to help them with their given situation.
It's so true that different regions of the country have different histories in terms of healthcare and healthcare legislation from a state level and so forth. But I have a friend in Chicago. It's just Nick and his wife. Two people, and they need to get health care, which they do not have now. Now, I don't have certain details that I understand I need to have, but apparently you can enroll in health care according to the Affordable Care Act from November 15th to January 31st. Outside of that window, you can't get health care. Is that true?
Well, we have for our patients, we are here to offer services for them all times of the year. If they are wanting and needing that service, we are here to provide that for them. In terms of the laws and whatnot, we're you know, there are certain things that are set forth, whether it's through the government or other entities. However, when we have the opportunity to care for people, they are asking for that. They are seeking our services as an insurance organization for them. We're here to serve them, and whether that's at the, you know, in January or November of the calendar year, it's we are ready and willing to serve folks at any time that they so choose and wish to have our services.
So, Joe, tell your friend that he can't sign up for the Affordable Care Act until November of later this year. And in the meantime, he can sign up with a group like Kaiser.
I had failed to appreciate the skill with which Sandy does her job. Because she did not actually say Kaiser wouldn't help. She said Kaiser is here to help at all times.
Yeah.
But according to the Affordable Care Act, no, you're not getting signed up for it. But Sandy did not say that for the record, and I hear you.
Yes.
You know, there's a lot. There's so
many. Joe, here's the analogy, all right? Yep. Here's the analogy, okay? The Affordable Health Care Act, it's a government thing, okay?
Yeah,
the government has made it happen. I liken it to taxes.
Right.
Right? You have to have your taxes done by April 15th, period.
Right.
All right? If you want to sign up for the Affordable Health Care Act, you have to sign up between November 15th and January 31st.
Right.
It is what it is. If you're gonna do something with the government, you have to abide by their guidelines.
No,
so,
and Jackie, you're so right. When we discussed this earlier before the show, you were so right because you see those long lines, people, you know, in their cars at like 11:55 on April 14th potentially,
yeah.
You know, depending on if it's a weekend or not, and just trying to get it in postmarked. You know,
before midnight, yeah.
Before midnight and all that kind of stuff. And now that's where we're going with healthcare. And
it's the same thing with Medicare.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to change your plan, you have to do it by a certain date. You have a window of time to change your plan for the next year. That's government.
Yeah. It's just like you're saying, that's government. That's you know, putting some kind of a.
But as far as healthcare goes, you have a lot of other great organizations out there.
Right.
That don't have those constrictions.
Right. I wish Kaiser Permanente was in Illinois. But we can't have everything we want. This is wonderful, Sandy, what you've described so far as an organization. And, of course, everyone appreciates the commercials that Kaiser Permanente has on television and print media. The radio, because the commercials are about people and about living and about thriving
thrive.
Yeah, it's
a good word.
It's an amazingly good word for a healthcare organization to promote, and I just want to take a moment to say thank you for that.
Sure. You know, it's in those commercials, I love to see them as well. It's really, I think they resonate with a lot of people in many ways. They can be very funny. They can be very emotional. They can connect to really the core of the fundamental core of who we are as people. We have families, we have friends, we have colleagues we work with that we care about, and we want to make sure they remain healthy and they stay diligent and vigilant with their health care to have them here for a while on Earth as we you know, work and have families, and we just want to be a healthy community. And you know, we would be remiss if we thought that our impact is only within our four walls. You know, it's important that we get out there in the community and we immerse ourselves in the community and get involved in different events and different things to really expand that Thrive campaign, if you will, through in many facets beyond our four walls. It's so important, and there's quite a bit that we do in order to do that.
Well, let's go there. You guys are sponsors of the Redondo Beach Super Bowl 10K, correct?
Correct. We are excited. We will be out there this weekend in full force. A lot of planning and preparation has gone into this event this year, and we will be out there. This is our sixth year that we'll be the presenting sponsor of the Super Bowl 10K, 5K, and it's a fun event. I don't know if anybody has gone to this event and you know, not been just so excited and wanting to go back. I've, as a you know, and many years ago, I've since this 10K, 5K has been ongoing, I've been a part of it, and especially now at Kaiser Permanente, it's a very integral part of what we do with our community and working with the beach cities. So that will be this Saturday and Sunday. The run and 5K run and walk will, and 10K run and walk will be this Sunday. However, we've got our health and fitness expo that will happen starting on Saturday morning. Mm. So really excited about that coming up.
Fantastic.
It's one of the biggest events in the South Bay.
Right.
I know it's the biggest running event. It's the biggest running event in the South. They get like 9,000 people signed up for this.
Right.
And the health expo for the 2 days, the day before and the day of, down at Seaside Lagoon, correct?
Correct. Yes, we have our and Kaiser will have very much a very large presence in there. We're going to bring a lot of things to our community on that day. The Beach City community will be able to have access to a mobile health vehicle. We'll have a vehicle on site, staff on site, physicians helping out with a variety of, and nurses helping out with a variety of health screenings. You can check your blood pressure. You can check your blood sugar levels. We'll do waist circumference measurements for folks that wish to have that done, body mass index measurements to kind of get an idea of where you are with your own personal fitness and health. We'll be doing healthy skin screenings. We all know in the beach cities, growing up in the South Bay area, you go to the beach and you're always being cautious of your skin and making sure you're wearing lotion, suntan lotion, to protect your skin. So we're going to do some healthy skin screenings and teaching people how to take care of themselves from their skin's perspective, if you will. We'll have some eager and excited and very dynamic physical therapists out there. We've got a great physical therapy team at South Bay, amazing physical therapists that will be out there teaching folks how to properly stretch. Whether you're young or in your seasoned years, stretching is so valuable and important, definitely before a run and a walk, but just in life in general, keeping yourself fit and flexible is key for ongoing good health and movement. Strength training will teach folks how to do proper strength training, some agility movements that are going to help them with their run, and just good things to keep in mind with just general health. We'll teach them some good things in that regard. And the one thing that I love to see, in addition to all of what I just mentioned, are that we're going to have a large kids zone area. We had it last year, the years previous, and it's a very very bustling area, if you will, of the expo and area there, and the kids just enjoy it. They'll be able to have a little area to play in, and we're going to have some planting with some drought-resistant plants that they can take home and really teaching them about that. Mm-hmm. And we'll have, for food, we'll have a farm stand teaching folks how to eat healthy fruits and vegetables, which ties very much into our overall Thrive campaign, making sure not only are we physically healthy, but incorporating good nutrition into what we do with our lives every day. So really excited to be out there. I was a part of it last year as well, and I can still remember some of the costumes and that I saw, and just the amount of people on that Sunday is just amazing. Folks get out, they're really excited to be a part of it. It's a tradition, like you said. It's a very popular event, and people are just very happy. They bring their families, they've got their kids out there with them. Our doctors are out there, they bring their spouses and their kids. It's just a great fun day. So I'm really excited for it.
Are all those things that you just mentioned, the blood sugar test and the blood pressure and all, is that all free?
Yes, that will all be free. We're here to impart what we know and really educate and help, and that's really just an integral part of what we do. Whether you're here as a patient getting services, or we're out there embedding ourselves in the community, this is just one event that we do, a big event, important event, and it's one of many that we do where we actually get out there in the community. And for folks that don't have Kaiser insurance, we are there to provide our knowledge and expertise to them as well, and try to convey what's important to do in their lives.
Hmm. Oh, well, we're still going, Joe, right?
We are, yeah. Oh, for the expo, I'd love.
Yeah,
I would love to go to the expo. Can we join you, Sandy?
When is the expo? When is the expo?
Absolutely. Yeah, the expo is on Saturday. It starts Saturday, and it will be, I believe it starts at 10 a.m. on Saturday, and it goes through that afternoon. And then, of course, on Sunday, it starts in the morning as well, very early in the morning. The race is at 6:30, so people will be out there quite a bit, both Saturday and Sunday. So stop by. I'll be there about 10 o'clock in the morning. I'll be helping out in the registration booth with the Redondo Beach Chamber team, and would love to meet any of our folks on the call today. Do stop by, and we look forward to seeing you there.
Well, I think if anyone out there wants to meet Jackie or I, you should stop by, because we're going to be coming in
hey,
and out
don't,
all
don't,
day.
Don't be pimping me out.
Jackie will be there. Jackie's giving out hugs.
on Saturday, we'll be there from 10. The expo hours are from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., to be specific, and then Sunday from 6 a.m. to 11.
You're not giving out hugs, Jackie?
Yeah. You're giving out kisses. I'm giving out hugs. Okay, fine.
We are so thrilled, Sandy. It's just an amazing event, and Kaiser Permanente is an amazing sponsor. We also have Bobby Christian joining us, I believe. Bobby, are you on the air?
I am. I'm super excited to get my hugs and kisses from you guys this weekend.
No.
Absolutely, Bobby. Absolutely. Bobby Christian from the Redondo Beach Chamber and Visitors Bureau, welcome to the program. What else is going on around town, Bobby?
Well, everything's the big events, what you guys have been talking about, is this race coming up this weekend. But we have a few other chamber events coming up in the next few weeks I want to make sure people are aware of. On the 11th, which is next Thursday at 11:30 a.m., we're having a chamber get-together at Orlando's. It's $25 for $25 for chamber members, $30 for non-members. This is just a network cafe event, so this is a great way to network with other businesses in the area, get to know some of our newer members. If you want to RSVP, you can do that by calling the chamber at 310-376-6911. And then a little bit further out is the State of the City. That's going to be February 16th, so that's not this Tuesday, but next Tuesday. And that's going to be presented by Mayor Steve Aspel. And it's a whole event that takes place in the morning. It starts at 7:30 and runs to about 9. That's going to be on February 16th. If you want to find out more about either of these events, you can always check out redondochamber.org or give us a call at 310-376-6911. And I hope to see everybody out this weekend at the big race. It's the most important 10K of all time.
Right, it is.
The most important. And by the way, what Bobby just said, the key word there, Orlando's.
Yeah.
If you haven't eaten there, oh my goodness, the food is amazing. Oh my goodness, the food is amazing.
I can't wait. I haven't been there yet.
That's a lunchtime event, right, Bobby?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have one word for you. Gnocchi. Pasta, you know, the little...
Yeah.
The little potato pastas that they do.
Yeah.
They do it at Orlando's. Like, I've never had it before, and it is absolutely delicious. They cook them, but then they flash fry them. It's really good. I had it for lunch last time I was there. It's really, really good.
Awesome.
I mean, everything else is really good, but gnocchi.
Okay.
All right.
Wonderful.
My tip for the day.
We're so excited, Bobby. We really are. It's a huge event. The Seaside Lagoon is a perfect location for the health fair. Kaiser Permanente is going to be there, as well as many other organizations. And that's a wonderful thing. It's exciting. Of course, the chamber will be there. Yeah.
Of course we'll be there. This is one of our two big events.
Everybody will be there.
Everybody.
Everybody will be there. Yeah. It's a tradition.
That's right. The mayor will be there.
Everybody's going to be there. You might not recognize them because they'll be in costume, but they'll be there.
Yeah. Right. Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you so much, Bobby Christian. Thank you for joining us today. And Sandy, when we talk about healthcare in the South Bay, obviously, you know, in California, we have a reputation for being outdoors more than in some other places of the country just because of the weather. But that's not enough. We have to get involved. We have to, you know, really focus on our health, focus on the health of our families. Just tell us a little bit about Kaiser's other programs. I know Kaiser has lots and lots of programs for wellness, for thriving.
Sure. I'll talk a little bit about what we do with our patients that we have within our organization that we care for, and I'll also touch a little bit upon what we do for the community. So first and foremost, we talked a lot about convenience earlier, making sure we have a convenience offered in the services that we provide. They're done so in a convenient fashion. When folks tap into those services, what they will find is a lot of focus on prevention. And prevention is absolutely key when you're trying to ensure good health for you and your families and your friends. For instance, what we do here, we work very much in a team fashion. Your doctors are working closely with their nurses. They're working closely with their other doctors that they're collaborating with across either within that medical building or across the region. Your primary care doctors are talking and collaborating with the specialist doctors, because oftentimes folks will need not just primary care, they're going to need surgical procedures, for instance, or they might need further workup and work done in a specialty department. So you have a lot of collaboration happening, but the ultimate overarching, one of the key goals we have is prevention. We want to make sure that we catch if folks have a situation where they are diagnosed with cancer, let's say, we want to catch that early on. We want to make sure that we're getting our screenings done, our mammography screenings done, our cervical screenings done, prostate checks, whatnot, being done quickly early on in people's lives, so that should they be met with a diagnosis that's very difficult, we want to catch it early so we can treat it early and really prevent a lot of significant treatments and very involved types of treatments. One of my experiences at Kaiser, I used to work in the radiation oncology department, and I would see folks who were undergoing radiation treatment for cancer, for example. That was one of the types of patients that we cared for. And a lot of those folks, had we done some, you know, caught them early on, we would have prevented a lot of some of the things that they're going through at that time. So really important, really a big focus of our organization to stay a step ahead of what might be transpiring within that person. Hypertension, big focus for us. Diabetes, big focus. Weight management, making sure our young kids have good education and really thinking creatively of how can we connect with our kids. They're very much, they've got their smartphones, they've got their iPads, they're very tapped into social media. They're way ahead of much of us in the fact that they're very tech savvy. So how do we target those kids, get to them, communicate with them the importance of exercise, getting out there, making sure they control their weight, eating healthier, you know, giving them options to really make sure that they're not getting into situations where they become candidates for becoming diabetic, for example, or weight gain that might be very not so good for them. So we're always thinking of ways, not only with different demographics, different age groups, but different ways to think about how we can connect with people, get them really to be proactive with their care so that we can catch things early, be proactive in preventing things from happening in the first place. But if it does, we catch it early and we can treat them quicker.
Right. Wonderful. This is how we do it. And this is how we make America healthier. The statistics, I'll just speak about the African-American community that I've been focused on, and are scary in terms of obesity and diabetes, and also something that I'd never even considered, kidney dialysis is a rampant issue, health issue in the Black community in general, and it's something that everyone needs to think about and every day and focus on.
Absolutely, and along those lines, Joe, it's, you know, every community, African American community, the Latino community, you know, where what there's many different ethnic groups, groups that we work with that have special needs. They have thoughts and concerns that we need to really understand and address. Everybody has a need, and we have dedicated teams that are focused on ensuring that we target certain populations based on those needs. For example, we do telephone visits. We have a special team, as just an example, that focus on our diabetic patients that are Spanish speaking only. So we really make sure that we funnel our resources that have the expertise to really communicate, build that trust with those communities to get them to understand what they need to do to take good care of themselves and their loved ones. Mm-hmm. So really we hone in on these things just for that reason. Everybody has a different need. You know, one community has something that might be different than another, but we're very much tapped into how can we focus on that to provide care for everybody.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, we are excited. It's happening this weekend coming up. It's going to be coincident with Super Bowl weekend. That's perfect timing.
Well, that's why it's called the Super Bowl Sunday.
Is that why they call it?
10K, yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Wow, they got the name right. It's fun.
Yeah, well, before you plop yourself on the couch and, oh, gosh, that's just, ugh. I've been to several Super Bowl parties, and you walk in and you see all that food on the table, and I just, it makes me a little ill. You know, it's all the least healthy food you could possibly eat, but people feel if they go out for a run in the morning, they're okay.
Yeah.
So it's better than nothing, right?
Yeah. Oh, it is, and I'm looking forward to the health fair. Absolutely, because this is where you can find out, you know, you can get in touch with all the organizations in the area that are reaching out, looking for clients, looking for, you know, I'm sure there's going to be doctors of chiropractic and other professionals there to
all
provide
the health,
services.
The healthy juice drink people.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is great. This is good.
And be big.
Well, Sandy, it's been wonderful having you on the show today.
Thank you both. It's been great. It's a great opportunity. Anytime we can touch the community, reach out and work with our community, it's a great opportunity for us. And should anybody need any additional information about Kaiser Permanente and that information specific to our work within the South Bay, do go to kp.org/South Bay, and there is a much information for you to look through, much of what we talked about today in much more detail. We encourage you to do that, and thank you for this opportunity.
Thank you very much. I love a good
URL.
kp.org/South Bay. Doesn't get much better than that. That's good. And very specific. Wonderful. Fantastic. Thank you so much, Sandy Miller, Kaiser Permanente. And Jackie, mm-hmm. Any final thoughts? We're ready for the weekend.
Ready for the weekend, yes. But we have two more shows to get through this week.
Yeah. But now people need to get their running shoes in place. If they don't have good running shoes,
hydrate. Yeah.
The latest is no carbo loading. No, you don't need to carb load. No, the latest is lean proteins and healthy fats.
Oh, okay.
Like avocado.
Healthy fats. Walnuts, yes.
Very good. Thank you so much, Sandy. That's our show, I guess. Thank you, Jackie.
Always a pleasure, Joe.
Do we have a minute, Jack or Sandy? Is there any other contact information you'd like to give out besides kp.org/South Bay, which is fantastic?
Yes, there is for the Redondo Beach 10K Super Bowl 10K run, 5K run. If they can go on redondo10k.com for further information, and do look into that to get more updates on this weekend's events.
All right. Now that's redondo10k.
.com.
Excellent. Oh yeah. Okay. We've been there.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Wonderful. Thank you so much. And thank you, Jackie.
Again, always a pleasure, Joe.
All right. That's our show, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see you tomorrow at 8 a.m. Bye-bye now.